Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, it's Alex. This week's story is from Ashley. She's a blogger for The Story Geeks and her own personal blog, Box Office Buzz. She writes often about Star Wars, so please go check out her blog articles. So without further ado, welcome to the episode 13 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
My name is Ashley Pauls. I'm a blogger and guest podcaster for the Earth Station One podcast, and I'm also a blogger for The Story Geeks, a podcast that takes deep dives into geek stories like Star Wars and the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So it's actually kind of hard to answer the question, how did I get into Star Wars? Because it feels like Star Wars has just been a part of my life for so long. I've been interested in other franchises and stories over the years, but Star Wars is always what I seem to come back to. I started really getting into the fandom in college, and I read lots of the Expanded Universe books. But I felt like my fandom really kicked into high gear when Disney purchased Lucasfilm back in 2012. In many ways, the Disney era of Star Wars feels like my Star Wars because Disney purchased Lucasfilm right around the same time that I was getting started as a blogger and dabbling in podcasting. So it's been cool to watch all this develop in real time, and it ended up exceeding all my expectations. I'll never forget the day the news broke. I remember getting a text from my dad while I was at work saying, "You need to check the news now," because he knew how much I love Star Wars. So I got online and saw that Disney was purchasing Lucasfilm and that we'd be getting more Star Wars films in just a couple years, something I honestly thought we'd never get to see. I actually had to excuse myself from my desk for a bit and had to go back to the break room so I could have this excited freak out. I couldn't believe it was actually happening. And then when I heard that one of my favorite directors, J.J. Abrams, was going to direct Episode 7, I was even more excited. The Force Awakens was the first live-action Star Wars movie I saw in theaters, and it was just such a special experience, even though I accidentally missed the opening crawl of the movie, which is a long and embarrassing story for another time. But I love the movie, and I love that we're getting so much new Star Wars content now, from books to movies to TV shows. It really is a great time to be a Star Wars fan. I blog a lot about Star Wars, but until recently, I've been a little hesitant to really get involved in online fandom discussions. All the toxicity and negativity had me feeling really discouraged, and I just felt so beaten down. Like, this is my favorite franchise. It should be fun to interact with other fans, but a lot of times it wasn't. The Last Jedi has become my favorite Star Wars movie, but I was afraid to say that. Then I started discovering podcasts like Scavengers Horde and Skytalkers, and I found some new online communities with female fans supporting each other, and it just revolutionized my fandom experience. As I started listening to these podcasts, I almost started crying because it was so wonderful to hear from other female fans who were responding to Star Wars the same way that I was and having these super meaningful discussions. I wasn't alone. I'm a bit shy, so I haven't been super vocal in these communities, but I love watching the discussions that take place and the general sense of camaraderie. I am so thankful to the Earth Station One podcast and the Story Geeks for giving me a supportive space to blog about geek stuff, especially Star Wars, and helping me find my voice as a writer. Last year, I got to do a blog series for the Story Geeks on the women of Star Wars, which was super fun. And I have to give a shout out to my husband, who really isn't a Star Wars fan himself, but always supports me in my fandom and listens to my daily Star Wars news updates. By the time December rolls around, I'm determined that he's going to be just as hyped for Episode 9 as I am. To me, Star Wars is all about love, hope, and redemption, and I think these are themes that we definitely need more of in our world. Characters like Rey inspire me in my daily life. Rey has experienced so many struggles and heartbreak and loneliness, but she never gives up and never stops believing in herself. Even though I'm not the most confident person, I love cosplaying as Rey, and I feel so empowered when I get to dress up as this character and light up my lightsaber. My other favorite characters are Darth Vader and Kylo Ren. I love Darth Vader's redemption arc so much. You've got this guy who has done so much wrong in the galaxy, but in the end, he chooses love over hate and sacrifice over violence. And the idea that it's never too late to turn back to the light is just so powerful. I truly believe we're going to get a redemption arc for Ben Solo also in episode 9, and I can't wait to see how that movie will tie all these beautiful themes in this 9-part saga together. I feel like Star Wars has also helped me to be more confident as a person. I recently attended Star Wars Celebration Chicago all by myself, which was incredibly nerve-wracking, and it's something I never would have dreamed of doing even 5 years ago. But I ended up having a fantastic time, and the positive energy at that event was just so encouraging. It definitely restored my faith in the fandom, and overall was an amazing once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, just the experience of watching the Episode 9 trailer with a bunch of other fans, even though I wasn't at the main stage, I was just in one of the overflow rooms. That energy was incredible, and it's something I'll never forget. Of course, I'm definitely looking forward to Episode 9 and all the fun we'll have theorizing about it in the months leading up to its release. I'm super excited for The Mandalorian and the Clone Wars revival, and I'm also needing to get caught up on several Star Wars books like Master and Apprentice and Queen Shadow that I picked up at Celebration. And I'm really keeping my fingers crossed that Claudia Gray will get to write the Episode 9 novel. I'm so thankful for this lipstick and lightsaber series. I've loved hearing all the stories from female Star Wars fans about what this franchise means to them. It's so important that we continue to share our stories. Don't let anyone silence you or try to steal the joy you get from Star Wars. I feel like sadly there are some fans who want to be gatekeepers and want to try to stop people from having fun, but they are definitely a small number. Don't let them drown out our voices. You have so much to contribute to this community. May the Force be with you.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Ashley, and you can find her on Twitter at JediAsh1. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making the show happen, and if you'd like to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at Alex Leonis. I'll see you guys next time. Bye!